Today's show is brought to you by a great partner of ours named Connect Travel. Connect Travel puts on the premier trade shows and conventions in the destination marketing industry. Coming up in February is the Marketing Leadership Summit, and that's February 19th through the 21st in Kissimmee, Florida. We're really excited about that event. It has a unique format that we'll talk about a little bit later in the show. So go to connecttravel.com if you want more information. We hope to see you there. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Destination Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Stoker. I'm president and CEO of Relic. It's an advertising agency focused specifically on the destination marketing industry. And I want to take the knowledge that I've gained over the years and share it for free with all of you. So excited to be here today. Got a great guest for you. And we have a unique product that we want to talk to you about that we feel like could benefit every destination. But before we get there, want to introduce our guest today. Our guest today is Josh Shear, and he is the digital marketing director at Relic, actually. And Josh, we're excited to have you here today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Josh, we have a few questions we ask all our guests on the show, and I want to ask you those questions too. All right. So, first of all, I want to know, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be? What's your dream destination?
I still haven't made it anywhere in Europe yet, so that's a short-term goal. Hope to make that happen sooner rather than later.
You know, you need to spend more time with some of our guests that we've had previously, because there's a lot of Europes, people that have been to Europe.
I know. I feel like I'm really missing out. One thing I'd really like to do, though, is there's a trail called the West Highland Trail in Scotland. It runs south to north across the country. It's like 140 or 50 miles long, and I would love to take a week, hike that, go from town to town, hit some distilleries. That would be fun.
Wow. Okay. That would be quite, that's a very specific trip, the trail.
Yes.
And what's it called?
Yeah. I think it's the West Highland Trail.
The West Highland Trail.
If I'm remembering correctly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're going to have to get a Scottish accent between now and then so you can fit in.
Oh, I'm not going to try that. Nope.
Just give us the West Highlands Trail in a Scottish accent. Do you mind real quick? You're going to pass? Oh, you're going to give it a try.
Nope. No one needs to hear that.
That was close. That was very close. Tell me,
sorry, everybody.
Of all the places you have traveled, then, Josh, and I follow you on Instagram, so I get to see that you do a great job of taking advantage of a lot of our local places. But tell me your favorite place you've been.
Oh man, this year we got to do a lot of stuff. I think one of the highlights was St. Lucia, in the Caribbean. We did kind of one of the big box, all-inclusive resort things and thought it was going to be a little weird, but it was actually quite enjoyable.
Was it?
Yeah, loved it.
Okay.
And that was a lot of fun. And then, man, probably one of the other big highlights this year was we got to hike the Wave down in, I guess, northern Arizona is technically where it is. That was awesome.
And that's not easy to do, right?
No, we got super lucky. They only allow 20 people in every day, permit-wise, and they're pretty strict about enforcing that, too. And we won the lottery. They do a daily drawing, and we got in. It was amazing.
So when you put in 400 applications, sometimes that helps your chances of your name getting drawn. Is that right?
That would help. But no, you know, this was a one time, just like, we're going to try it. And it worked out.
It was legit. You actually won it. You didn't cheat at all.
No, didn't cheat. Yeah. There were like 70 something applications the day we went.
Wow.
And we were one of the 10 that got drawn. So,
wow. Okay. Yeah. So tell me about the Wave. What was amazing about it?
It's just such a super beautiful, unique rock formation that's, oh man, if you haven't seen it, you got to look it up. I can't even describe it, but it looks like a wave in sandstone.
How would you feel about posting some pictures of the Wave
on
the LinkedIn group,
Destination
Marketers, when we're done here?
Oh yeah. And okay. You can see my wife and my dog too.
That, you know what? We're dying to see your wife and your dog, so that's perfect.
Cool.
That's awesome. Okay, well, Josh, we're excited to have you on today, and I know we're going to talk about a specific product that we've been working with,
mm-hmm.
but before we do that, I want to have you just share with our audience a little bit about your background and kind of what led you here today.
Yeah, sure. So I started my career in journalism. That's what I went to school for, focused a lot of that on kind of the PR side of things, and then a lot of local reporting. And then I spent a good seven years in Wyoming as a reporter, and then ultimately a news director, managing a team of reporters there. But while I was there, I got to work a lot with our local destination and help them with some of their marketing on our news site, which was so much fun because I really loved the place that we were living. That was Lander, Wyoming. And getting people excited about where we lived was super fun. And also while we were there, we did all content marketing for our news sites. So we didn't do any sort of display advertising or AdSense or anything like that. And getting to write that content and see the wins that our clients had really led me away from news and into marketing. And man, it's been a wild ride the last few years.
Yeah, I think that makes you an interesting digital marketer because a lot of digital marketers are so caught up in the metrics, which you are, which you have a great feel for, but you can appreciate the differentiation ability of creative. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes you unique as a digital marketer.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun, and as I kind of transitioned out of news, I spent a lot of time specifically in paid search and learning how to run those PPC campaigns. And then it's kind of grown from there. And I love everything about it, from social to display ads to email marketing. It's all fun.
So tell me a little bit about what you and your team are doing here at Relic to help some of our destination clients, the types of channels you're working within, kind of some of the stuff you're seeing. That would be a great piece of context for our listeners.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, we're pretty full service as far as a digital agency goes. We do everything from paid search, like I said, to brand awareness through display advertising, to social media marketing at a couple different levels, building that brand awareness on Facebook and Instagram, but then also pushing people through that marketing funnel and getting them to download travel guides, join newsletter lists, getting them excited about the individual destinations. And then from there, we take them into email marketing, where we're writing a bunch of content with our content team and then serving that out on an automated basis. And that product is getting more and more fun on a monthly basis. We're finding some cool things that we can do there. SEO too. Yeah, that's always important. Yeah. Making sure you're ready on and available on Google. Yeah.
Great. So I'm excited to have you here today. You know, with most of the people that I bring on, I'll have them come in and kind of talk more in general about their trade. And, I'm sure we could do an entire episode on digital marketing for destinations.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to highlight a technology that you're using that you found some real success with some of our destination clients. And I think very few destinations are aware of this specific technology. So I'm wondering if you could walk us through Simplify, why, what it does, and why it's been beneficial for some of our clients.
Sure. So Simplify is one of several programmatic display ad providers out there. And if you're not familiar what programmatic means, it's just the automated buying and selling of digital ad space, whether it's display, video, etc.
So why would I do programmatic instead of, like social or paid search or the other channels that are out there?
It's reaching a different audience. So while Google has a pretty extensive display network, and you could even say that Google's display ads are programmatic because it's automated buying and selling, right? They don't have a monopoly on the display ad space. So there are other providers out there that help you reach additional people. And Simplify is one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. Tell me more. Tell me more about Simplify.
So Simplify, I mean, every display programmatic provider has its pros and cons, but where Simplify really sets itself apart is with its geo-targeting capabilities. So not only geo-targeting, but geo, all things geo, really, even geo-conversion tracking. So let me see. Does that make sense?
It does. There's a whole lot that goes into that, right? So maybe Give us a couple of use case examples. So if I was, let's talk geofencing, right? Because that's a component of that. Give me a use case of why I would want to do that and how.
Yeah. So one thing that's different about Simplify than other ad platforms is, you know, usually when you're setting up a new campaign, you've got some sort of geographic region you're targeting, whether it's zip codes or maybe like a 10-mile radius or even a 1-mile radius, I think is as narrow as you can get on Google. Simplify uses GPS data from phones so that we can actually draw very specific outlines of where we want to target our ads. So for example, Simplify is great for anyone with a physical space, but if you wanted to target people who are at a specific mall or something and serve those people ads, you could draw lines directly around the boundaries of that mall and serve just those people ads.
So what if it was a trade show?
Trade shows, you can get down to the room. One thing I've done for clients in the past is we've gone to trade shows, we geofenced the entire like convention center and served ads to people there, encouraging people to show up at our client's booth. And then we could actually go a step further, draw a smaller square around where our client's booth is located and be able to see how many devices that were served an ad actually showed up at our client's booth.
Okay, and is that the main function then of Simplify is that geo targeting, geo fencing capability and the ability to serve ads based on the location that someone has entered?
That's its main differentiator. So it can go beyond that and serve ads based on other targeting methods. So it can do contextual targeting based on content on different websites. It can do simple website retargeting. So you've got a pixel on the site so you can serve ads to people who've been to your site before. And even IP address targeting. If we had a list of IP addresses, we could upload that and target those.
Okay, what if you have a target persona and say, hey, here's the demographics that my target persona is looking for. Are you able to plug those in and target those specific people through Simplify?
To a certain extent.
Okay, so there are some limitations.
There are some limitations. Like I can't tell it to only target people within a certain age range or gender, so to speak. But I can say I want these ads to show up on websites where the content's about travel. And so if our ads are about travel, we know the audience is going to be more relevant.
So more qualitative then, like we're able to see a little bit more psychographics through Simplify and target that way. Interest space.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Did we kind of get through what it is?
I think so.
So now if I'm a destination, why do I care?
Yeah, why do we care? I think what makes this such an interesting option for destinations, especially smaller destinations who can't afford a big attribution product like an Arrivalist or an Adara, where you can actually see visitation tied to your advertising, this is a much more cost-effective way to do it at a smaller scale. So we could, in theory, take our targeting, whether it's we're retargeting people who have been to the site and downloaded a travel guide, and then we could serve those people impressions and ads, and then track actually who shows up in the destination. We can draw that geofence and watch those devices come through.
Okay. So you're saying that we can run ads in a geographic location, say, we'll use Salt Lake as an example just because we're here, and I want to draw people to Salt Lake from Southern California. Mm-hmm. I can run those ads in Southern California and see of those impressions who actually showed up within the destination. Obviously not name and information and that kind of stuff, but right. I can tie that conversion together?
Yes.
Now that's interesting for the tourism industry. Yep. Because, you know, Adara and Arrivalist and I believe Sojourn also has a product similar.
It does.
You know, they've kind of had a monopoly on the ability to tie that conversion together. And I know this isn't a robust or comprehensive attribution tool, but tell me what this gives a small destination as far as a leg up when if they can't afford a major attribution tool like the ones that we've mentioned.
Yeah, this helps you show some ROI. Like you can see a return, an actual visitation based on your advertising. And that's just, it's something that's hard to come by in this industry, and that's really important.
Totally.
Yeah.
What about, okay, let's say we've identified that they're in the destination. We've drawn the line around the destination, right? Mm-hmm. How can I use Simplify to communicate or to advertise to people that are in the destination? Let's say I have an event, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, you're here, come to this event. What type of ability does that have?
Oh, man. I think there's a couple different ways we could do it. I mean, obviously, you could run kind of a traditional geo-targeted campaign with tighter restrictions. So if we've got an event at a location, we can...
Let's say the fair's going on.
Yeah. Right? So we could... We want to get people to the fair. That's what we're trying to do here. Mm-hmm. So we could run a wider radius kind of ad campaign like we would elsewhere, targeted around people who are in our location. And then the ad obviously would need to speak to the fair, encourage visitation, have a good landing page behind it, strong calls to action. And then based on those impressions served, we should be able to see with a smaller geo conversion zone who received an ad actually showed up.
So you can actually track the people that saw the ad within the destination, then you've got kind of a second geofence, mm-hmm. and you can see if they actually attended the event.
Yes.
Another unique and interesting, you know, feature for destinations that have had a difficult time tracking conversions in the past, right?
Absolutely.
I mentioned earlier that today's show is brought to you by Connect Travel. Their Marketing Leadership Summit is coming up in February. I had the opportunity to go last year, and it was such an interesting format. It's actually a format that allows you as a destination to sit down with suppliers for a few minutes, a short period of time, to see if you want to continue the conversation. It allowed me to really meet with several people and get to know their needs quickly and build a quick relationship so that we could see if we wanted to continue the conversation. If you're looking for new technologies, new products, new partners, it's a great way to have a quick introduction without taking too much of your time. I hope to see you there February 19th through the 21st in Kissimmee, Florida, and President Obama will be speaking this year, so we're excited for that event, and we'll see you there. Okay, all right, I'm going to keep firing at you.
Hit me.
So let's say I've got people who come to my destination, and I'd like for them to book a second trip back. I've geofenced my destination. Now, how and when will I start to run those ads to get them to come back?
Yeah, this is a great question. So Simplify calls it event retargeting. So what we would do at that point is we would set up our tight geofence just around people we care about, the devices we care about, and we can collect that over a set amount of time. I think it defaults to a max of 2 weeks, but then you can set recurring ones to start right after that. And essentially, you collect an audience of those devices that were in your location and then serve ads to them regardless of where they go and encourage them to come back.
That's interesting, especially if you're targeting more of a drive audience, right? People that can get there without booking a flight or, people that it's more of a staycation. They could come twice in a 3-month period or something like that, right? If you've got an appealing enough event or message going on.
And if you were collecting devices at a small enough region, like you know they came to this specific spot within your destination, your ads should be encouraging them to come back and go to a different spot.
Wait. Okay. Now it's getting interesting for me. I haven't thought about this, but the way you worded that, so if somebody came and they went to the fair, but they didn't go to the amusement park. Well, amusement park is kind of like a fair, so maybe that's a bad idea. The shopping mall, right? Let's use the shopping mall. So I've got an outlet mall within my destination. So you're saying that if I've got the tracking that they went to the fair, I can say I want everybody at the fair to come back for these major discounts at an outlet mall 30 days later.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. I hadn't thought about that exact use case.
The one limitation to be aware of is just that I think Simplify refreshes data every 30 days. So it's not like we could collect devices today and then serve as them 6 months later,
okay,
we would lose that.
So how long can I postpone displaying those ads after someone's left the destination?
Simplify keeps the data for 30 days.
30 days.
30 days.
So I can say, okay, I want these ads to run 30 days later.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. I like that. All right, Josh.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it going.
Okay.
I'm rapid fire
here. I love it. I love it.
Okay. Convention and trade show.
Yes.
So we talked about if I have a booth at a trade show, right? I can encourage people to come to my booth.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, like, what we've done in the past is like I already said, we geofence the whole convention center, encourage people to show up at the booth. Most places have booth numbers, so make sure that's on the ad. If you've got appointment setting capabilities for your show, have that on your like landing page so that people can just do that after they see your ad. But then beyond that, well, and then within just like most trade shows have a map of booths, right? So you can get really specific and
right.
Tracking who shows up at your booth, because you should be able to find it and draw that smaller geofence. But then after that, you should also be collecting devices during the event so that you can retarget them afterwards.
Okay, so I can have, let's say I can target anyone at the event regardless of whether or not they came to my booth, but then I can also have a unique message for people that actually attended my booth, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Josh? This is interesting.
It's amazing.
I don't know that for a tourism destination to book with tour operators and stuff like that, I don't know that we've been able to use it that way for that specific purpose, but I could see this as a huge opportunity for any of our listeners that have convention and event space and a sales staff targeting that convention and event space. If you're at a trade show, Simplify is a great technology for that, right?
Yeah, it's a game changer.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. All right. What else? What have I missed? What are other use cases for a destination?
I think one of the biggest like recommendations I'd have if a destination was going after this, if you're wanting to ensure you're not wasting ad spend, because you are still buying ads on this thing, you're still serving impressions, I think the most efficient strategy is to prospect elsewhere. Keep doing your SEO and keep doing your social media. Get people to your site, but then use Simplify for retargeting. Use Simplify to reinforce your brand message to people who know you and encouraging them to actually take that step and show up, because it's a more specific audience. You're not going to be spending wild CPMs on people who may never show up.
So this isn't your audience. Awareness and branding mechanism. This is once you've defined an audience, use this platform to continue to engage them in a much more targeted manner.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay. Tell me some of the ways you've given us like theoretical use cases. Tell me some of the ways our clients are using it right now. I know we've got an outlet mall that's using it right now.
We do.
Tell me what they've been doing.
What we've been doing there is a lot of specific event-oriented advertising. So we're doing a lot of ads trying to encourage people to show up to a specific sale or a specific an event that's on a specific day. And what we've been doing is we've been doing some conquesting with it. So
okay.
To define that, we have been geofencing other malls, other shopping centers, and serving ads to people who have been there to encourage them to come to our client's mall.
And that's where you start to get into the competitive opportunities there, right?
Oh,
so if I have a destination that is a heated competitor of mine, let's say we're going after the same audience, we've got similar products, I would compare maybe Charleston, South Carolina, and Savannah, Georgia. When I was in Savannah, I was telling people I loved it there, and everybody said, if you love Savannah, you've got to try Charleston. and so it's like, if I was Charleston, I would consider geofencing Savannah and say, you've been to Savannah, now come and see what they refer to as kind of the classier side, right?
Sure.
It was kind of a more upscale experience. And so it would be interesting to see those types of messages targeting people who already took the other trip or visited the other destination.
Yes. Yeah, I think that would be really cool. I would, again, to keep your audience super unique and targeted, pick like those high volume destination kind of attractions within Savannah and then target those people to come to Charleston.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're doing that for the mall. I love mm-hmm. that idea. And mm-hmm. you know, if you're an attraction within a destination, and let's say you know that a certain restaurant is very likely to have people leave their restaurant and come to your attraction, why not geofence the restaurant, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What else? What are other ways that you feel like either ways that people could use it or other stuff that you've been doing for our current clients?
Another use case that I could see this being really cool for destinations would be targeting specifically hotels and motels in a destination and then serving people at those addresses with messages about things you can do while you're there, events that are happening that day, all sorts of cool stuff like that.
Yeah, the hotels. I mean, we know they're from out of town. We know they're visiting. Let's serve them ads that get them to come out to our restaurant or to our attraction or activity or whatever. I think that's
concert
a great
that night.
Concert, oh, yeah. Events. Yeah, I love it.
Something else we've been doing is another benefit. I can't believe I didn't mention this earlier, but Simplify allows you to do addressable geotargeting.
What does that mean?
So that means I can upload a list of physical addresses to the platform. It will automatically draw geofences just around those addresses and then serve ads to devices that are in those geofences.
So if I have a list of all the restaurants within my destination.
Yeah. So the way we've been using this is as a support to direct mail campaigns. We will take the same list that we're sending direct mail pieces to, reinforce that message with digital ads that have the same messaging, and then serving ads to those devices at those locations.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. So with Simplify, what are the things, what are the drawbacks? What do people need to be careful of? We're getting people excited, right, yeah. about Simplify. What do you need to know if you're a destination that's looking to start using it?
I think a couple of things. One, it sounds creepy, and that's because it kind of is a little bit. We're using GPS data from devices in order to target these ads and then track the conversions. I think where Simplify does a great job of making sure that none of that really personal information is available to the advertiser. So it's very safe for the end user. But where it could get creepy is if your messaging is way too specific.
Like uncomfortably specific.
Okay. So I would caution to not get like, I think the exception would be trade shows. People are expecting trade show messages. But man, if you're targeting this attraction, like, hey, we saw you went to the fair, now come to our thing. That might be a little too heavy.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Yeah.
And then just with any sort of display platform, there's opportunity to spend a ton of money on a ton of impressions. You could blow it up really quickly. So being specific with your targeting and your message will improve your spend. Just be careful with that.
Yeah, keep your audiences small.
Yeah, keep that scale tight.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, Simplify has minimums, right, that you have to be willing to commit to. So that's another, I wouldn't call it a drawback, but something you have to be aware of.
Sure.
Right?
They do ask for, I think it's 10 or 15,000 a month
okay.
that they want advertisers to spend in order to keep using it.
So for our larger destinations, I would say, you know, make sure you're prepared to spend $10,000 to $15,000
right.
a month. For our smaller destinations, I would say you need an aggregator of some sort. In our case, it's the agency. It's us, right?
Right.
In other cases, other agencies, if they're not, they should be using it. So go to your agency if you have a relationship with one and ask for it. Or there are kind of Simplify boutique agencies out there, too, that are kind of focused on that programmatic type buy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many of them are using it specifically for the tourism industry or if it's tailored to that. but you either need to be prepared to spend 10 to 15 on a monthly basis or build or already have a relationship with an aggregator or an agency, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Any other drawbacks or hesitations that people need to be aware of with Simplify?
No, honestly, I love it. It's pretty simple to use. If you're doing it yourself and not through an aggregator, the platform is a little ugly, if I'm being super honest.
You're saying the back end.
The back
right?
end yeah, okay. of like actually doing the work. It's a little obnoxious at times. In the but...
takes a minute to get in and
takes
learn.
Takes a minute to learn it, but it's not horrible.
Okay.
I've seen worse.
You've seen worse.
I've seen worse.
Well, that's good. Tell me, for our listeners, if they could have one takeaway today and say, okay, I like this Simplify idea, where do I start? What type of buy would I start with? Or, what's your action item for anybody looking to use this? What do I do tomorrow?
Yeah. If you haven't done anything like this before, I would start with something around a specific event. I would find an audience at an event that you want to target and market to them specifically and encourage them to show up to your destination, or start with a site retargeting campaign. Retarget people who have been to your site, know your destination, and then encourage them with ads to show up and track that visitation.
Okay.
Those would be the two places I would start.
I like it. Is there anything I haven't asked you, Josh, that you feel like our listeners need to know?
Oh man, I think we've crushed it. It's such a fun platform, and it's new, and I think it's something everybody needs to be trying out.
Yeah, great technology, great product. I think what I would say is don't let the minimums scare you, because there's lots of aggregators out there that are going to be able to knock those minimums down, and it can work out to be much less expensive than an Adara or an Arrivalist. You just have to have the right partner, and if you're a large destination, you need to use this tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Josh, thanks for coming on today. It's been good to have you.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate it. We'll have to watch for that picture of your wife and your dog at the wave.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
All right, everybody. This has been another great episode of the Destination Marketing Podcast. Thank you so much for being with us. A couple of reminders. We post content that's relevant to the show in the Destination Marketers LinkedIn page. And so please make sure that you go in, you add yourself to the Destination Marketers LinkedIn group, and get in and see some of the supporting content that goes along with the show. The other thing, leave us a review. If you're enjoying the content, we'd love to get a review from you and continue to help us climb up the charts and be more findable for people that are searching for great podcasts within the destination marketing industry. Other than that, thanks everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.